Once upon a time, a man called Nicholas lived in Patara, a town in Lycia, Turkey. During his lifetime, he had come into a fortune and decided to use it for good causes. Because he was very fond of children and was kind and generous to them, over the years, people came to think of him as their dear friend and their beloved saint. They came to call him Santa Claus, because Santa means saint, and Claus stands for Nicholas, and that is how he came to be known as Santa Claus. So it was that after a time, the wonderful things he did were woven into a beautiful legend of a Christmas stocking, and it goes like this. In Nicholas's town, Patara, lived a great lord who had three daughters. He was a kindly nobleman whose wife had died of an illness, leaving him and his three daughters in despair. After losing all of his money in useless and bad inventions, the family had to move into a peasant's cottage, where the daughters did their own cooking, sewing, and cleaning. The nobleman was very poor, so poor that one day he was on the point of sending his daughters out to beg for food from his neighbors. When it came time for the daughters to marry, the father became even more depressed, as his daughters could not marry without dowries. Dowries were money and property given to the new husband's family. It was a tradition. One night, after the daughters had washed out their clothing and hung their stockings over the fireplace to dry, Nicholas, knowing the despair of the father, stopped by the nobleman's house. Looking in the window, Nicholas saw that the family had gone to bed. He also noticed the daughters' stockings. Inspiration struck Nicholas, and he took three small bags of gold from his pouch and threw them one by one down the chimney, and they landed in the stockings. The next morning, when the daughters awoke, they found their stockings contained enough gold for them to get married. The nobleman was able to see his three daughters marry and lived a long and happy life. The old lord knew that such generosity could only have been the work of Nicholas, and upon seeing him fell to his knees, crying out, "O Nicholas, servant of God, why seek to hide yourself?" The answer was simple. Santa was a kind and generous person who gave to help others, not to be personally praised for his charity. Children all over the world continue the tradition of hanging Christmas stockings. In France, the children place their shoes by the fireplace, a tradition dating back to when children wore wooden peasant shoes. In Holland, the children fill their shoes with hay and a carrot for the horse of Sinterklaas. In Hungary, children shine their shoes before putting them near the door or a windowsill. Italian children leave their shoes out the night before Epiphany, January 5th, for La Befana, the Good Witch. And in Puerto Rico, children put greens and flowers in small boxes and place them under their beds for the camels of the three kings. So, from the time of good Saint Nicholas, the stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in the hopes that Saint Nicholas soon would be there. Thank you.